Coming away there too, we saw the kids from King Cove sitting in here as well, and they already started the road trip, I think, yesterday. As we, you know, we're going to go to the Pledge of Allegiance here. As the Lady Eagles will be taking on the Archangels from Lumen Christi. All right, we're hoping with a Pledge of Allegiance and a prayer, and I think they're just going to go straight to the tip-off. We're not going to do introductions here, which is fine. I can introduce the girls for Lumen Christi because they only have five, so that ought to be pretty easy for me tonight to get started. But they come back from going to the state tournament last year, first time since their coach was there, and I actually did games for her, and Nikhil Kruger, now Sherman, is the coach of these girls, got them to state last year, first time since she went back in 2005, I believe it was. And for her girls, she's got three starters there that will carry the load, but two girls that never played. And up against the Sandpoint team that picked up two wins at the Sockeye Classic and has beat Bristol Bay this year. Three wins already this season, tripling what they had last year. So pretty neat for them to feel what it's like to be on the top there on the score. And they come out with just the one senior, and that's Rennell Gardner's daughter, Brittany. And Brittany, of course, key player for them. Also starting out there for the girls will be Paige Lundgren. She's a sophomore. Here's Brittany gets the ball off the tap and then comes out to Lila Gunderson. Gunderson playing with the mask there out on the wing. Gets it back to Brittany for a shot. Bounces around. Not in, but there's a put back by Paige. Also on the court, Lindsay Holmberg and Alexia Holmberg for the Sandpoint Eagles. Here's a steal by Gunderson, by Gardner on the press. And Gardner converts right away, so the putback by Lundgren and the steal and score by Gardner has got things underway. Sandpoint jumps on top in the first 30 seconds, 4-0. That's a good start for the girls. And of course, for the Sandpoint girls coming off that fourth place finish last week, you got to feel that they're, well, just actually a couple of days ago, right? Tuesday we are, and that was Saturday in Dillingham. They picked that up, so they've been a traveling team. We apologize for the late start, and tomorrow's going to be a little different, too, and I know they've probably already given you that for King Cove tomorrow. Those games are going to be a 5 o'clock girls start and a 8 p.m. boys start. And here's another steal off the press by the Lady Eagles, but this time they don't convert. It's going inside. Lindsay Holmberg tried the shot in there but couldn't get it to drop. Now defense at the other end for the Lady Eagles. Here's a pass across. Comes in for DuPrice. And DuPrice, one of their players from last year, key starter. As the outside shot, three-pointer on the way, misses their rebound by the Lady Eagles, and it's Gardner going to steam up court with it as Holmberg on the other side, and she's going to score for two. And that was Alexia with the two-pointer assist to Brittany. And there's going to be a double dribble call on the Archangels. So they'll turn it back over to the Eagles. Eagles leading 6-0 here, just a minute and a half in, folks. So looking to pick up one here, that's for sure, on their trip here to Anchorage. And here's a pass tipped away by the Archangels defense, so they'll get it back. Brittany picks up on defense as the ball comes across the half-court line. She does well there. Got to watch fouls, though. Keep her in the game always. That's been, I remember watching last year, too, and I think the year before. Sometimes that's part of the problem. Very aggressive player. Here she is. Takes the outlet pass back the other way. Tries the shot. Can't get it. It's going to be Lou and Christie basketball. Last touch by Gardner. Gardner trying to save it inbounds there and threw it off the Lumen Christie girl who was inbounds, but then the ball caught her out of bounds again, so good save try. Always hustling that young lady. Here is DePrace for Lumen Christie. They go inside now to Martin in there, and then she won't go for this shot. DePrace drops it back off to Martin, now to Nannan. And now Julian Estes inside trying to throw the pass, and they're stolen away, stolen back. And a two-point shot there for Lumen Christie misses, but they get their own rebound. And that's DePrace again with the shot and a rebound, and again getting it inside, this time to Martin for two. And so Lumen gets on the board with that one. Now here's Gardner. Trying to force the play a bit there on the fast break. And that's going to bring a foul. And scrambling for the basketball there. She dribbled into trouble and then tried to kind of force a pass over. And the foul came on Alexia. So she'll pick up the first foul on Sam Point. First foul in the game, actually, too. There's a pass tipped and last touch. Lumen Christie will lose it out of bounds. And now they'll press in the backcourt. Back is Gunderson. Lila with Gardner. Gardner brings it up. Now goes cross court over to Holmberg. Lindsay has a potential shot. Doesn't take it. To Gardner. Deep inside. There's 3 seconds instead called on the Eagles. Lundgren set up inside. Looked like she was going to get a chance at it. Pass came in, but 3 second call instead. So for the Archangels, Estes brings it across. They drop it down inside to Nannan. Her shot won't go as there's Holmberg gets a hand on it, I think, but rebound comes off to Estes and she'll put it back on the second try. That makes it 6-4 now as we approach the halfway mark of this first quarter. Sandpoint looked like they were going to shut him out for the first quarter, but now it's a two-point ball game. Here's Gardner with it. Oh, just waited a second longer, and Lundgren's would have been wide open in there, but there's going to be a travel call as the Eagles turn it over there. It was Alexia down there with Lundgren. And the spacing kind of got a little out of whack there and ended up with a travel. Now checking in for the Eagles will be Faith Carlson. Checks in. Carlson, a junior. Hard player out there as well. Good rebounder, and she can put the ball in the bucket. There's going to be a travel call on Lumen Christie. Good defense over there by Lila Gunderson. And Gunderson will inbound. Pressure in the backcourt still by the Archangels, but Gardner's been breaking it pretty easily. Just has to slow down at the other end a little bit. And near travel there, but caught. And here's Carlson down low. Gets a high post pass there. Beautifully done by Lundgren. She gets it tipped and back to Gardner. Gardner shot off on the left side, and here comes DePrace back the other way. Now to Martin. Martin all the way down the right side. That ball's going to roll off, and there's Faith with a rebound in traffic. Carlson, a good defensive board there, because that could have tied it up. And now to Lila over on the right side. Gunderson will kick it back up high to Gardner. Now out to Lindsay. Holmberg, three-point try off the mark. And so we stay at 6-4, 2.5 minutes to go now, first quarter. It was a 6-0 lead early, as here's DePrace trying to sneak one in. It's going to stay Lumen basketball. And they will inbound under their own basket. Ball comes into Martin. Martin swings it, gets to DePraise. Her shot misses. Rebound comes off. Well done there by Lundgren. As Page outlets to Gardner. Gardner holds up now in the forecourt. She'll go up high to Gunderson. Lila's going to bring it around the right side. Then they high post. Lundgren's been high posting and finding people, and she finds Gardner in the corner. Doesn't go. Faith Carlson with the offensive board. Misses once. Got it. Not this one either. That one just off the mark. She missed that first offensive put back. The second one looked like it was going to roll in, and it just came off the rim. It was a great rebound in traffic there by Lila Gunderson, bringing it up court. It will be on the sideline, and Lumen will get it back. 1:34 to go first quarter, a 6-4 score. 10 points scored theirs in the first minute and a half. Timeout by the Lumen coach, and the girls came back and got the next two buckets, and then it's been scoreless for the better part of 4 minutes here, I think. But right at 1:24 on the clock, and pressure in the backcourt once again by the Archangels. That's when they got their 4 points. They started pressuring in the backcourt, and 10-point hasn't scored since. Down deep to Lundgren, turns and looks for Holmberg, but she wasn't there. Goes over. That's all right. Good idea by Lundgren, as she thought she'd have her teammate right there, but Lindsay set up on a different spot. She's doing a good job at the high post, Lundgren is. Here's the putback, good. And we are tied. Martin gets a putback and makes it 6-6 now with 50 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Gardner cut off again as she goes baseline. Gardner in the corner in some trouble there. Good defense by Martin. Holmberg has it. Back to Gardner. Back to Holmberg. Open up there. Got to take that one. Yeah! How about that? Holmberg takes and makes as Lindsay moved to a little different spot after the first pass. She was open. Didn't take it. Moved just about a foot towards the middle and then just sank a three-pointer and makes it 9-6 as we wind down here in the first quarter. 15 seconds left. It's going to be a foul called, and I believe it's going to go on Nannon, or excuse me, on it'll be on our number 11, on Lila Gunderson. And a three-pointer ties it up for Lumen from DePraise. Just 3 seconds on the clock. Time winding down. They don't know if they're going to get a shot up. They don't. So that defense of Lumen Christy changed things up after Sandpoint jumps out to a 6-0 lead. We're all tied at 9 after one quarter play. Right back here on KSDP, you're listening to Sandpoint Lady Eagles basketball. Back in 60 seconds. There's a two-pointer by Martin, and she puts Lumen on top for the first time. Now a foul on Lumen over there. Martin's first foul. Excuse me, they put that on Estes. So here's Lila going to try another one from out in the, Lindsay from out on the right side there, and that one misses. Lumen with the rebound, coming back the other way into hands of Martin. Martin to DePraise, back to Martin. Now down on the right side, there's a shot on the baseline. Missing there from Howard, Elisa Howard in the game. With the shot as DePraise takes it in. Stopped there by Gunderson. Ball comes out on the sideline there. DePraise again. And so now, a 13-9 score. Lumen Christy scored. Outscored 13-3 here over Sandpoint. As here's a steal tipped into the backcourt. DePraise has it. Back there is Lila for the foul as she tries to break that up and gets number two on her. Gunderson, the junior, taking a stab at that basketball and came across the wrist. Gardner checks back in for Carlson. And here's a near steal. She does have it. That's Alexia Holmberg. Good job by getting a hand in front of it. Holmberg doesn't see the pass come in, saves it, though, as they go inside Lundgren's back outside to Gardner. And now trying the post player again. This one picked off in there as that pass from Gunderson shot it through there on a good bounce pass, but the double team was right handy for Lumen Christian to get the steal. 13-9 score, Lumen leads as Lucia tries to pull down that board, taken away, though, by Howard behind her. And here's his shot. Misses there from Lumen Christie. Rebound by Lila. Ahead to Gardner. Gardner still on the dribble all the way to the hoop. Doesn't get it to drop underneath. Here's the shot. Not there for Alexia, but the ball's staying alive. Lindsay has it. She'll try one. This one misses off the glass, too. And so Sandpoint coming up empty-handed here on a couple of possessions, or a couple of good looks in there, too. As near travel, Lindsay gets a steal and hands back to Gunderson. So Sandpoint defense tightening up a bit, and they need to do that. They've been letting them have some good looks, but not that time. There's Lindsay out on the wing. She's in for the post, and there she is. Lundgren gets it now. Down low, ball partially blocked there by Martin as she tried to put up the shot. So we stay at 13-9, just past the five-minute mark now of this first half. And a near steal there. Holmberg in there again. Oh, boy, it looked like it could have been a travel call is coming off the floor. But not Lindsay with the rebound on the defensive side. Good strong board there. Ahead to Gardner. Nice pass. Oh, Gardner's shot won't go. Oh, my. Great pass from Holmberg there in transition. And this shot is waved off. The two-pointer goes, but there's going to be a foul first, and it'll be on Holmberg. Lindsay's first. And it wasn't on the shot. It was before the shot. She used a little hip check there to keep. That was Estes trying to sneak in for a bucket. Down the baseline. Here's a shot. Rolls around and good. And that one from Sabone Nannon. Nannon gets it. Now a 15-9 score. As here's Gardner into the lane. Too hard off the glass. Right inside for the rebound. Once. Not good for Page. Tries it again. This ball misses two. And the rebound taken off by DeFris. Back the other way. Fouled by Gunderson. By Gardner. Gardner picks up the team's fifth now. Their first. That sends DeFris to the line for two shots. She has seven in the game. Make it eight. Two more coming up for the lady. And DePriest shot on the way. This one off the back iron. Rebound again, Lindsay Holmberg. Outlet pass stolen away, though, as Howard stepped in front of it. DePriest into the lane. Gets it back as she pops out on the baseline there. Misses shot there. Good strong defensive board by Page. Gets it out to Gardner. She heads up court down the right side. Looks for Page inside. Ball tipped away there by Martin. And back comes Lumen Christie. Leading 16-9 now. Sand Lake has not scored since about the four-and-a-half-minute mark. There's a two-pointer by Estes on the baseline. It's been Estes, Dupreis, and Martin for the most part. And Nannen got one in there, too. And the timeout. Coach Raynell over there. So you wanted to get a substitution or two in. As we saw some action there, too, from Emily Osterbach. Osterbach, the only freshman. Getting in there for a little bit, gave a breather. And I got one of the audience members here listening in. I think he's about 12 years away from being on the floor, though. An 18-9 score in favor of Lumen Christi. The Archangels have pulled away here in the second quarter with 9 points. It was 9-9 after one quarter. And that's been 9-0 here in the first 5 minutes of this quarter. So there is Lundgren at the high post, trying to throw to Carlson down on the block there, but actually Paige, the right idea, but maybe leaving her like she was going to pop out. And instead, Carlson wanted to hold her spot on the box, so didn't really, wasn't moving that way. She was stretched that way, and that ball just passed her hands there. This shot, in and out, great rebound there by Paige. That was a tough defensive board, had two defenders around it. And here's Gardner, flies up court. Carlson, following the play, will get called for the foul on the offensive rebound try. Gardner was just flying and put too much on that as she went off the backboard with the shot. Now here's the shot there by Estes. That misses. It's going to be 10-point basketball. Lady Eagles are struggling here. They need to get something rolling offensively. It's been a drought. And at the two-minute mark now, the second quarter, they haven't scored for about 10.5 minutes, I think. Here's Gardner with it. They've had their looks. They've had their opportunities. There's Lila coming around the right wing there. Tries a shot from out on the baseline. That's off the mark. And back comes Martin the other way. Great block there by Gardner. Gardner kept her hands up, didn't follow through. If she follows through, that's a foul. And instead, just kept her hands up and was able to get a hand on the ball as it went up. This three-point try misses, but there for the rebound. Lumen Christi gets it again, and Nannen is fouled. And on the foul, it's going to go to Carlson, perhaps. No, it's going to go to Lila Gunderson with the grab. Carlson down there, too, and they did show grab. That's right. Carlson had some position, but thought it might go against her. So that's three fouls now on Lila. And at the line, Nannen misses the first one and the second. Ball comes off, though, the Lady Eagles out of bounds. So with 1:30 on the clock here, it'll still be Lumen Christi basketball in this first half, leading 18-9. Here's the shot up, missing from the right baseline. This one's going to go our way. 10-point will take over. Lila's going to put it into play. Gunderson in the backcourt with Gardner. Pressure in the backcourt, too. It's just not true full court, just a little bothersome pressure. Lila goes right to Paige, and Paige is fouled coming from the weak side. Was Julian Estes, and Estes got a hand on the arm as she tried to put up the shot that time. So Paige will go to the line for two shots. And a chance for the first points here in the second quarter for Sandpoint. 18-9 score, and it's going to stay 18-9. It's got one more coming up. In for rebound position, Carlson and Alexia Holmberg. Second one on the way. Also misses, but did not get enough iron there. Carlson was there for the putback and put it in, but got to catch just a tad of iron to do that. So 18-9 here with 107 left first half. Girls looking to get it back, and they do their tip pass. Picked off in there. Lila with her. Gunnarsson comes over to Gardner. Gardner schemes up court. Top of the key now looking. Goes to Lila, right side. Tries to throw down inside to Carlson, and kick ball out of bounds. So Sandpoint will have it under their own basket. 52 seconds on the clock. Comes into Lila. She's open. Try that three. Not there on this one, but Paige gets a rebound. And could have maybe put it up, but instead tries to go to Faith. Tipped away. Lumen gets it back with 41 seconds to go. And the half winding down here. Sandpoint on the defensive basketball here well and force a turnover, maybe get a second chance. Lumen working it around here as Gardner nearly gets a turnover there. Here comes Duprace into the lane. Now the kick out to Martin. Her shot misses. Rebound to Howard, though. My goodness, the girls in position there, but this one's going to belong to Sandpoint. 11 seconds on the clock, full court to go. Gardner and Gunnarsson in the backcourt. Lila Wynn down to Gardner. Gardner gives a look up. Now she'll bring it into the forecourt. Fakes a shot in the air and drops it right off to Alexa for two. Holmberg gets a two-pointer at the two-second mark. Time winds down, and the girls wait for 7 minutes and 58 seconds to score in that second quarter, but they got one. And now an 18-11 game at the half. Lumen Christie on top. We're going to be send it back to KSDP Studios, and we'll be back here at Lumen Christie. We'll give you the halftime stats and a little more here. Give us about 60 seconds on the clock, and we'll give you some more time there for a halftime break when we come back. So back in 60 seconds, it's Lumen Christie 18 and Sandpoint 11. Jewel Lake Country past the airport, or near the airport, but just kind of south and slightly east of it. They been in business here in 1A, 2A athletics for a while. Now I think I want to go back and say probably around 2000 they got started. And the girls we talked about, three of these girls went to the state championships last year for the first time since their coach did back in 2005. And I've got three of those players back this year. And those three players have kind of upstaked them to an 18-11 lead here. Seeing the way Selena Duprace has eight, and then pitching in with four, Julie, or Jamie Martin, and also with four, Julianne Estee. So that's been kind of the key for them, I think, that experience. As those girls picked it up a notch, Sandpoint, well, the girls look good starting out. They jumped out to a 6-0 lead and looked like they were going to just have their way with Lumen Christie. Lumen called the timeout. They went into a little bit of a pressure defense, full court to begin with. Got some turnovers. All of a sudden it was 6-4, then 6-6. And it stayed that way through most of the first quarter. We went kind of scoreless for both teams there down the stretch with about it was Lila or Lindsay that hit the three-pointer there at, I want to say, about the two-and-a-half-minute mark or something like that, three-and-a-half-minute mark, I think it was. And that made it 9-6, and then they held on to that lead for a while. No, I guess that was a minute-and-a-half mark, and then they held on to that lead through the last 90 seconds, three-pointer from Duprace, her first points of the ball game, and all of a sudden we were knotted at 9 going into the second. And in the second quarter, it was all Lumen Christie. They just took control of the game. Lady Eagles did not hit any shots. They had their opportunities, but had turnovers and passes stolen, too. But it seemed like the shots just would not drop. And for the Lumen Christie girls, too, lots of steals for them. And I think the steals were kind of what turned the game around. As they went into the halftime here, 18-11. It was 18-9, though, all the way down to the last 2 seconds. And that's when a great pass, Gardner again with a beautiful assist pass. That's her second of the game. Two good assists there that Holmberg, Alicia, put that one in, banked it in off the glass with 2 seconds to go and got him on the scoreboard in that second quarter, 18-11 here at the halftime. We're about 5 minutes away from second half action, so wind up the clock, 5 minutes, go get some tea, and stay tuned. KSDP coverage of the Lady Eagles will continue. Second half action coming up. It's the Lady Eagles at 11, Lumen Christi at 18, back in 5 minutes. Christi Archangels, they have 18. So the girls got their work cut out for them here. As we get underway, it'll be the Lady Eagles with the basketball. As the pass there picked off by Lumen Christi, Gardner trying to go inside with that. And Lumen will get it back just underway here. Second half action in the 18-11 score. Here's Gardner near steal. Well, that'll count. I thought she got a hand on it, but then pulled back. And she may have actually, I think she got a hand on it, then wanted to steal it, but she had tipped it off the Lumen player. They go back the other way, though, and the turnover. We'll give it right back to Lumen Christi. They're working down inside. They're depressed with it now. She was the leading scorer in the game at 8 points. For the Eagles, Alicia Holmberg had 4 leading the way in the first half. I may not have given those scores, actually, 3. Lindsay Holmberg on the 3-pointer put them up 9-6. And Brittany Garner with 2. Paige Lundgren with 2. Los Angeles controlling the basketball. Here's the shot from the outside. Misses. Nice rebound in traffic there. Lila comes away with that. Gunderson's been tough inside on the defensive board. She's picked off some good ones there, and that was had offensive board written all over it, but not with Lila. Here's a 3-pointer to start the second half from Brittany Gardner. Well, Gardner steps up outside as it was Lila got her the pass on the wing and it headed towards the baseline a bit, and she just popped that shot. 18-14 it goes to, and here's a near steal. It's going to be Lindsay picking up the ball in the forecourt, hands off to Gardner. Brittany goes down the baseline side, can't get it to go. Lindsay there fighting for the rebound as she followed the play. Holmberg with the surprise there on that steal, and then hustled it up court and dropped it off to Gardner. Her shot just off. Gardner, one-person press in the backcourt. She'll pick up Dupreis. Now let her go by the right side. Ball off the leg of the Lady Eagles over there. Now this will be Estes inbound, having trouble, and then she does get it in. Alicia gets out there a little late, and there's Lila with another rebound on the defensive end. Lila bringing her up court on the dribble. Crosses the half court, 18-14 score. Got Gardner over on the left side again, where she hits the 3 in this time. Going to get called for travel over there. As coming right out was Estes on top of her, and I think maybe might have got her bothered at her double dribble it. Oh, here's Martin with it. And to Dupreis. Back to Estes. Trying to go inside. Finds Martin off the glass. That won't go. Rebound chased down by Howard. But then on the pass out, Gardner steals it. Brittany will bring it up on the dribble. Keeps the dribble. Still got it. Goes down deep. Great pass and score. That was Alicia down there pulling that one in. Gardner, again, 3 assists in the ball game now for her, and they have all been on target. That was off the dribble she did that. 18-16 as the girls now within 2. And there's a travel call on Lumen Christi. Estes got the ball underneath off her miss, her own miss, followed the shot, found herself under the basket and just tried to wiggle her way out of there to get a look at the shot. Here's Gardner, hustled up court on the right side. Now comes back to Lila. They could tie with a bucket here, and they go inside again, and that one's in and out. Page with the rebound, though. Offensive board, gets it back, goes to Holmberg, misses. There, tipped out of her hand. Holmberg almost had the tie-in bucket there, too. That one popped out. Page got the rebound, but they couldn't get that next shot. Oh, near steal there by Lixia, and now the ball tipped by Gardner and picked off by Page. Here comes Gardner up the left side. Gardner stopped there. Now she'll shoot another three. She's got it. Oh, boy, Brittany, three-pointers here flying in this third quarter. As timeout now. Lady Eagles take the lead by one. Coach Kruger calls a timeout across the way for Lumen Christi. 18-11 the score was at half, folks. And then the Wheaties came at the halftime, and or whatever it was. Super job by Coach Gardner to get them sorted out and be ready to roll. And it's a 19-18 score. Now Lady Eagles on top. They've scored eight straight against the Lumen Christi girls here and lead by one. Held them to zero so far. Well, that's a good way to start. And this is in the first 4 minutes of this third quarter. So we've got a lot of basketball to go, but for the Lady Eagles, certainly a great job to come out and get control back like they had at the start of the game. And they picked up some turnovers, good defense, Gunderson. But Lila on some big rebounds in there, too. One that used to be second shots in that second quarter for Lumen Christi turned into nothing. One and done with Gunderson playing tough inside, down low on the defensive blocks. And let's see if they can keep this up. 4:10 to go here in the third. This is Dupreis. Tries to go inside. Ball tipped away. Tipped back. Lumen gets it back. And the shot misses there. It's Lindsay with the rebound. Holmberg comes back to Lila. Now over to Gardner. She'll bring it up against the defense. Gardner still got it. Thinks about shot. Tries to go to Page. And a tie-up on the floor. This will be Lumen basketball, I think. Yeah, that is our first tie-up. So next possession arrow goes our way as the Lady Eagles drop back in defense, leading by one at 19-18. Gardner! Oh, I thought she was going to get called for the foul. Estes down low, misses a shot there, rebound pulled out, thrown out, and Lumen recovers with it. Given chases Gardner. Dupreis with it, sneaks inside, throws up an underhanded shot, won't go. Rebound tapped back, and Lindsay grabs it. Holmberg ahead of Gardner. She's got Page down the middle. Here comes Gardner, tries it. No, rebound, put back, misses, but to the line. We'll go Alicia Holmberg for two shots. Holmberg, nice rebound again. That's her second offensive board, second offensive board in this third quarter. A shot a little strong. 3:12 here to go in the third as backstorm the Lady Eagles. Eight straight points, and it'll stay eight straight points. Holmberg tips it out, though. Last touch, and Gardner got a piece of that one. Holmberg couldn't get the rebound, but did tip it out. Almost had it back. Down low, the shot rolls around, won't go. Page with the rebound. Gets it to Alicia. Over now to Gardner, and she'll bring it up on the dribble. Hard dribble down the center of the court there as she comes into the key. Banks it in off the glass. Brittany with a two. Brittany, 8 points in the quarter. Here's a steal by Lindsay again. And this ball off the hands of Lumen Christi, though. Lindsay with another steal in the backcourt. She's come up with some good surprises there. Gardner, fake shot, goes inside, tries it. No, she goes to Page, and Page's shot is off. Oh, and then Page fouls. Lundgren there picks up the foul. fate will come in for her. That's only the first on Lundgren. There's three on Lila Gunderson. Fate has two. I think Coach, too, thinking about the shot there, too, wanted to talk to her about that. And that's going to be a travel call. It's going down. Was Essie. She just had too much steam going on the dribble and lost her footing. 21-18 score right now as here comes Gardner back the other way. She charges up court. Gives it back to Lila. Lila's first shot out there, and she hit the Gunderson. A three-pointer from straight away just off to the right, maybe of center, and that was a beauty. Gardner tips a three. Lumen picks it back up. Here comes Essie in the lane. Lila steps up. She misses the shot. And out of bounds, it'll stay. Lumen basketball. Great defense there by Gunderson with three fouls. Didn't reach, just kept her arms up. Took a position, hoped for the charge, but it forced a difficult shot by Estes. This will stay Lumen basketball. Ball kicked off the leg of Holmberg over there. That's Lindsay. That three-pointer from Lila makes it 24-18. And the reach-in on Lindsay. Defense is cranked up a notch here for Sandpoint. They don't want to let that edge that they've got right now go. They want to play like you're behind by 10. Here's Estes. Nice move. Gets it off the glass for two. First points of the quarter come with 1:39 to go for Lumen Christie, and it's Estes with a shot off the board and in. Makes it 24-20. 90 seconds to go here, third quarter. High pass. Lila knocks it down and keeps it. Finds Alicia inside. Contact there. Doesn't get the foul call. Faith gets a rebound. And it's tipped. It's going to stay. Sandpoint basketball. 1:20 on the clock. Here in the third quarter. As no one to go to early, but Brittany gets it back wide open in the corner. She'll try that three-pointer. Faith knocks loose on the rebound. And then a foul is going to be called, reach in on Dupre's. Faith got that rebound out there. Another offensive board for that young lady. She does so well in that department. As here's Lila. She'll try another shot from the outside. Misses there. Brittany with the rebound. Out to Lindsay. Lindsay tries from outside. This one rolls around and out. And Lumen with the rebound. A couple of good looks out there, but they just didn't drop. As here's a shot up and good. For Martin. Martin's two makes it a two-point game. 48 seconds to go here in the third, 24-22. Remember, we're tied at 9-1, and this quarter's kind of working that same way. 37 seconds on the clock. Lindsay will try a three again. This one misses. Rebound comes off to Alexia. And back out to Brittany. Brittany hits another three or third of the quarter. She's got 11 in the quarter, and it's a 27-22 game. 22 seconds on the clock. Third quarter action here, winding down as Lady Eagles, a pick there by Gardner, pokes it away, takes it all the way down court, got the bucket two. Count it. Could have been an and one, but we'll take the two. Down to 6 seconds. 29-22. Here's a long shot. No good. Rebound comes off, and one's going to sound. What a comeback by the Lady Eagles. Down 18-11 at the half. They storm back, score 18 points in the quarter, hold Lumen Christie to four. They lead by seven. 29-22. We'll be back. KSDP coverage continues in 60 seconds. Taking control of this ball game, but Lumen Christie comes out and gets the opening bucket here of the fourth quarter. Cuts the lead to five, 29-24. It was Brittany Gardner with three three-pointers in that third quarter. And the steal at the end, plus a couple of two-pointers. She had 13 in the quarter. Here's Gardner again with a steal. As Estes gave up the ball, thought it was going to go out of bounds. Gardner right there to snatch it off the sideline. Just underway here in the fourth. And here's Gardner with a nice drive of a floater in the lane. Good for two. Brittany has gone wild here offensively, and defensively, she's always on target, but, here's the foul going to get called on Lila's Gunderson coming up alongside. Estes there. Picks up her. Oh, good. I had her down for three. Now the scorebook has her down for three, so we'll go with that. The official scorebook, obviously. And here's a two-pointer. Good shot by Dupre. It's left open at the free throw line. So only 4 points in the third quarter for the girls from Lumen Christi, and already 4 points here in the fourth quarter in that first minute 20. 31-26 score. Here's Paige down the lane. Great pass there by Lila. Sara make the cut and fetter the basketball perfectly, was able to be in the shooting motion as she's fouled. So that'll send Paige to the line for two shots. Now, Lundgren had some difficulty with the free throw she tried in the first half. Let's see if she worked on it at halftime. That went a little strong, but it's right there. In fact, in that second one she had there, it was Carlson, I think, put it back for two, but didn't count because she didn't get any iron. It just had the soft touch, though, and this one arching good. 1 of 2 from the line for the young lady. So the sophomore Lundgren makes it 32-26 in favor of the Lady Eagles. Estes trying to get it back there on the pass, and this ball tipped off. It's still going to be Sandpoint basketball. Paige picked it up, threw ahead to Gardner, but tipped there by Martin of Lumen Christi. So Lila and Brittany will put it into play at half court. 32-26, 6:20 in the ball game. Sandpoint on top. Here's Lindsay Holmberg. Three-pointer on the way, won't go. Rebound comes off. It'll belong to Lumen Christi. Battling over there was Alexia Holmberg. And here comes Dupre against Gardner. Now into the lane. Too far on that travel call, yep. Dupre didn't think she did, but I'll tell you what, that looked like an NBA-style travel there. She started from the free throw line and got to the rim. Now Gardner takes a shot there, and I'm glad she did. She was about 30 feet away, but brought the defender, drops it down the page. Back out they go. Lila, very careful with the basketball. Now trying to go inside, and nearly taken away was briefly. Lila picks it back off. And there she goes with the pass inside. Good for Alexia for two. Holmberg with the two-pointer. She's got 8 in the game, and a nice assist from Lila Gunderson. Just stayed after that, too. Almost lost the ball, got it back, and got an assist out of it. As a missed shot from the outside. Paige with the rebound to Lila and over to Brittany. Brittany keeps the handle. Goes to Lindsay. Holmberg out on the left wing. Looks for Brittany in the corner. She's there. 3 on the way. No rebound tipped. It's going to be off of Lumen Christi. Good battle over there. Holmberg, the 10th grader. Looks like down there really battling inside. Here's Paige's shot. Rolls off. Holmberg, looks like chasing it, but it'll be last touch, Lumen Christi. 4:57 on the clock. It's an 8-point game, folks. 8 points separate these two teams, and it's Sandpoint Lady Eagles with 34, Lumen Christi with 26. You're listening to all the action right here on KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. I want to thank the staff down there, too, and the folks that remember all the folks that are members and also sponsoring your broadcast there. Give a shout-out to them, too. As this is the first games of our road. This is the very first game of our road trip. We'll be following the King Cove and Sandpoint teams over the next 10 days or so. Got some big tournaments coming up. Nanilchik starting on Thursday. Here's out of the timeout. Holmberg with the shot. Chases down her own rebound. Good hustle by Lindsay. And underneath, there's trying to go underneath with Gardner, and there's a hole, the grab, and I think it might have gone on Gardner. It is her second. Lila has 3. And that's four team fouls now. And near steal there. Alexi stays after it. Gardner comes up with it. Holmberg got a hand in there, not once but twice, knocked the ball free. And the second time, Gardner was able to get over there and cover. Ended up with a held ball, though, so it'll be back to Lumen Christie. Here's Martin with a poke free by Gardner. Grab, but no call. That slowed her down. She was headed to the hoop. Can't get the shot to go. Paige had it briefly. Back in the hands of Estes it goes. Here comes Lumen. I dribble. She scoops inside. Can't get the shot to drop. Gets her own rebound. Chipped out. Off of Lila. Lila got a hand in there and knocked it free. 34-26. We approach the halfway mark of the fourth quarter. 10 point on top. They have fought back from being down by 7 at the half, 18-11. Big third quarter put them on top as the girls came out defensive-minded and got their offense rolling, too, behind Gardner, 13 points in the quarter. There's Dupreis, nearly travels with it. Great defensive job by the girls here. Rebound comes off. Holmberg battles. Jump ball. This will be 10-point basketball this time. Alexia, again, getting in there for a rebound. Lila will put it into play to Brittany. Gardner comes up court, trailing his Estes, and picking her up is Dupreis. And there's the foul. Easy call. Estes picks up number 3 on her. Yeah, she just was going to take a poke at the basketball no matter what Gardner did, and it was an easy foul to call. As here's Gardner gets around the defense, puts in the two-pointer. Gardner, when she frees herself up like that, is money, girl. She's got another bucket here and makes it a 10-point lead. First time. That's the first time we've had a double-digit lead in this game. So a 36-26 score, Sandpoint on top, 3:07 to go in the fourth quarter. As Paige in the key, got to get out of there. Now it resets, gets it back from Lila. No, it won't go. Lila, nice look inside, right back to Paige with the ball as Paige kicked it out. And Gunderson, once again, good, sharp play there. Because it wasn't quite a touch pass, but about as close as you can get to that. She went right back to Paige, and Paige goes to the line for two shots. Off on the first one. One more coming up. She made one of two last trip, did Lundgren, and has a chance here to push the lead to 11 with the second one of two here. This one on the way, not there. And Holmberg, Lindsay steals the outlet pass. And then a foul once again on Lumen Christie. That's a 16 foul. So no shooting yet, but coming up soon. That foul on Martin. Picks up her second. 14 fouls on Sandpoint. Here's Lila coming in from the right side. Has a beautiful look, but that ball just popped in and out. And then Lila, trying to get the rebound, picks up the foul. That's going to be her fourth now. So a couple of players in some foul trouble. Gunderson for Sandpoint. Geez, that looks like troubles again, but not. And inside, there's a two-pointer. Good for Martin. Martin makes it 36-28 with that. 2:27 on the clock. Gardner gets tripped up and loses the handle. 2:24 on the clock. Here in the ball game, and an 8-point lead for Sandpoint. 17 fouls on Lumen Christie, 5 on Sandpoint. As that pass stolen away, Holmberg right there, and Lindsay with the steal. Lila is fouled as they come up court. Foul's going to be on Martin. Picks up the third now. To the line, Lila Gunderson. Boy, she hit a beautiful three-pointer. She has not shot much in this ball game and doesn't, but steps to the line, makes the first one calmly. puts it back to a 9-point lead. Could go to 10 with this one. Lila lines it up again. Deliberate dribble, puts it up, looks beautiful, and is 2-for-2 from the line for Gunderson here. Big shots when he can hit those free throws. 2:07 to go now, 38-28. We stay at a 10-point lead. Gardner nearly gets his steal. In the backcourt it goes, but Dupre can pick it up as it was Gardner that touched it. And boy, a near steal. There it is. Holmberg's got it. Lindsay takes her time, puts it up, too hard up the glass, but there's Gardner following the play. She gets it to drop. She put it so high. Gardner's shot went up, just kissed the top of the backboard and fell through. Oh, my goodness, 40-28, biggest lead of the ball game here. As here's a shot, misses. Alexia with the rebound across the way on the defensive board, Holmberg. Good job once again. Lila in the backcourt waits for Gardner to come back, and Gardner's got it. Back to Lila. Now bounces it down to Paige in the lane. Paige's shot just drops off. So she's had some close looks in there. They just won't fall. She's got to keep putting them up, though. They're right there. Those are good position shots. Here comes Essie. Misses a shot. Rebound comes off. There's Lila with it again. Ahead to Gardner. She's got some running room, and she's got Holmberg alongside her, and a foul called as Martin picks it up. We're under a minute to go, folks, and this game is getting close to wrap-up time. 54 seconds on the clock. Sandpoint has Brittany stepping to the line for two shots. That's an 18 foul. Misses on the first one. 18 foul on Lumen Christie here. Five only on Sandpoint. And Gardner looks at the second shot. On the way and bounces around. Gets every part of the rim and drops through. 41-28, a 13-point lead with time winding. Lumen has got to come up with threes at this point to get back into this. And the defense of the Lady Eagles has been tremendous. There's going to be a foul called on Paige as Lundgren uses the hips. Got to stay in that position. Lundgren shifts her body enough that Estes will go to the line for two shots they're going to give her. As she was making her way to the hoop, first one is good. Well, the three girls has helped carry Lumen Christie to the 1A state tournament last year, the three that have carried them along in this game, but Sandpoint's girls have really come to play here in the second half. They started out well and then just sort of didn't really get anything going in that second quarter, but boy, they came out in the third quarter and have not let up. 41-29. Dupre's going to push in the backcourt. No play on the ball, but they're just going to be nice and say, well, we'll just call that a foul. 38 seconds left. 41-29. Gardner goes to the line for two shots. Or 1-1, excuse me, because, that was not there. Here's the long pass ahead. Lumen will get a look at two, and they do. As Dupre's back there deep, was able to convert. 41-31, 35 seconds on the clock, though not much time to make it up a 10-point lead, especially the way Sandpoint's played the defense. And now just a push on Gardner again. And again, those, I know you got to make a play on the ball, though I kind of hate to see them when they just, just push her. Gardner, though, she can take a push. Brittany at the line. First one rolls to them. One more coming up now for Brett as 10th team foul on Lumen Christie. Gardner's second one on the way. This one will miss. Rebound comes off for Howard out there of the Archangels. Comes back to Estes. Picks it up. Looked like, great defense by Lundgren. Forces a tough shot. And that should be all she wrote, all right. 42-31 with 13 seconds to go. Gardner will put it into play. Brings it up across the timeline. Fouled with 6 seconds. And Gardner will shoot a couple more. two more shots coming up for Brittany. First shot on the way, good. And Brittany makes it 43-31 with that shot. One more. 6.5 seconds to go. And her second one on the way, also good. Well, she's got a nice touch there. 2 for 2 from the line. Time winding down. Here comes Estes. She'll try this shot. I don't know. Holmberg, for some reason, fouled her, Alicia. With 0.6 seconds to go, Estes goes to the line for 3 shots, actually, because that was on a 3-point try. I don't know what she was thinking, but doesn't matter. This one's going to be in the bag. We just need to know the score. 44-31 right now. Two more shots to go here for Estes. Second one on the way. Not there either. And one more coming up. So at best, 44-32. And we'll see if she picks this one up. And on the way, good. 1 of 2, 1 of 3 from the line. Ball's into play, and that's the end of the ball game. What a job by the Lady Eagles at Sandpoint. They come back from being down at half, 18-11. They outscore the Archangels 33 points in the second half to 14 for the Archangels. And win this one in a big way as the Lady Eagles victorious here in this opening game of their road trip. So great job by the young ladies. We're going to be back with our post-game stats and more. We'll get you ready for the boys' game coming up about 15 minutes away right now, but we'll check on that. So we'll send it back to KSDP Studios for this one-minute break. We'll come back with our post-game stats and then the break before the boys' game. Back in 60 seconds. Time here at Lumen Christi High School in Anchorage. The Sandpoint Lady Eagles have knocked off the Lumen Christi Archangels, and they did it with defense and tremendous offense in the second half from Brittany Gardner, and all the girls actually just getting in good position, keeping it going. The girls just devastating in that second half, 33-14 offensively. They outscore the Archangels in the third and fourth quarter while holding the Archangels to 4 points in that third quarter and only 10 in the fourth. So they really did their job there defensively, and I think that's what probably Coach Gardner was talking about. Look, we got to get tougher on defense. They're getting too many easy looks like they did in the second quarter. They took them away. In the scoring column, 5 players in the scoring column for Sandpoint. And for the Lumen Christi Archangels, they had 4 players in the scoring column. Leading the way for them was Selena Dupreis with 12. And then close behind with 10 was Julianne Estes. And with 8, Jamie Martin. They're kind of their big three for the girls from Lumen Christi. On the other side, well, it was not just Brittany Gardner that she got a lot of the points, but the girls moved the ball well. They had some good shots. They got offensive rebounds. Got to credit Lila Gunderson and Carlson. They're keeping it alive. Lindsay Holmberg with some nice touches on the board, too. Anna Alexis. Alexia Holmberg, she ended up with 8 points, but a lot of boards there, too, and just disrupting sometimes on the defense or on the offensive end, too. Kept the ball alive. Good job by her. Scoring-wise, it was 3 apiece. Lindsay Holmberg had that 3-pointer back in the first quarter and did not score again, but had some nice steals and also conversions there on boards. And then Paige Lundgren, she had 3 points also, 2-pointer back in the first quarter, and a free throw there down the stretch in the fourth. For Lila Gunderson, the junior, great job in the second half. She stepped up and played with the 4 fouls down the stretch there, but she played tough defense, got a lot of defensive boards, turned things around, I think, for the girls with her staunch effort there in the paint, too, and had the 3-pointer. I thought that was a real dagger there in the third. Her three, they put them up by 10, I think, at the time. And then two free throws, two for two from the line. She had 5 points. Pitching in with 8 points was Alexia Holmberg, and the sophomore. Good job on the boards and underneath like that, being able to put that shot in off the glass. She did excellent. And then leading the way with a couple of assists. I think we had three, actually, or four that I had her for. Lila had a couple also. Great passes there in the second half as well. And the girls did a good job. Gardner, though, ended up with a total of 25 points. So game-high 25 for Brittany. And 13 of those in the third quarter that turned the game around. Her three-pointers, along with Lila's, really set the tone there. And it was Lumen kind of falling apart going into fourth. They hung in there. They tried. But girls kept that double-digit lead throughout most of the fourth quarter. As hit some free throws down the stretch too. Gardner leading the way with 25. 23 of those in the second half. 13 in the third, 10 in the fourth. What a job. So Coach Raynell Gardner's crew will tip off again in the Nanilchik tournament. That'll be on Thursday. Right now, the Sandpoint boys coming up. They'll be taking on Lumen Christie. And the boys game about, let's see, let's 10 minutes away, 10 and a half minutes away right now. Sandpoint Eagles and the Lumen Christie Archangels in just over 10 minutes.